Bartram's Garden in southwest Philadelphia has recreated a flower garden from the early 19th century. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that it's part of a plan to connect southwest Philadelphia to Center City.
Voices from the Chestnut Street Singers inaugurated the new Ann Bartram Carr Garden, a recreation of a one-acre flower garden established by Ann Bartram Carr in the 19th century. When Carr took over her grandfather John Bartram's botanical business in 1810, the grounds were commercial, growing and shipping 2,000 species of plants around the world. Under her leadership during the Industrial Revolution, the garden became public, says its current director, Maitre Roy.
People's lives were changing because there was so much industry all over. She, I think, made it important for people to take back plants to their home and enjoy green space at a time when people were starting to get surrounded by industry.
The original flower garden disappeared around 1893 when the grounds were given over to the city of Philadelphia. In the spirit of Ann Bartram Carr, the newly recreated garden will feature exotic ornamentals, including 36 types of roses. City Managing Director Michael DeBaradinas says the garden is a small part of a larger vision to draw neighborhood residents closer to the Schuylkill River and to Center City via the new Schuylkill River Trail, now under construction.
It's part of, I think, in big cities in America, the sort of the reconnection of the rivers that we've been so isolated from for the last 100 years. Bartram's is using its past as sort of the catapult into the future.
Bartram's Garden raised $2.7 million to create the garden and restore the original Bartram House. About half of that money came from the city. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.